Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. The answer isn't raise your fees. The answer isn't those things, because if you're like me, I take insurance. I'm an in-network provider, so raising my fees doesn't work. You got to change the dynamics of how you're doing dentistry. And the other answer that doesn't work is learn how to do all the dentistry faster. Now look, if you're taking 2 hours to do prep a single crown, yes, you got to learn how to be a little bit more efficient, but efficiency can only go so far in improving your overall production and revenue. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. And welcome back to this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I am your host, Dr. Tarun Agrawal, better known as T-Bone, and I am again joined by a co-host, Meredith Cooper-Jones.
You left out lovely this time.
Well, I had offered to substitute another co-host in because you seem to have an issue. Just as a quick aside, right before we went on, Caroline, who is the producer of this podcast, for the time being at least, I'm kidding with you, Caroline. She's the producer of this podcast. She had mentioned to Meredith about her bangs. She bangs or something. And I go, yeah, right. She banged. That's what got her pregnant. And then Meredith goes, well, remember that song on American Idol? I think it was William Hung or something like that.
We were thinking you could be him for Halloween.
I should, because I so don't look Asian. But
Close enough.
So listen, this week we're going to talk about how to work a one doctor, one column schedule without an associate. And the reason we bring this up is a common excuse or a common misconception that people hear from myself and or Sully is that you guys can work a one column, one doctor schedule because you have associates. And the truth is I worked a one column, one doctor schedule for 12 years without an associate. So it drives me bonkers when people say that. They're basically having limiting beliefs and making excuses, the yeah buts. So we want to talk about that this week, and Meredith's going to ask me some questions because, you know, the dentists that come through our masterminds and stuff or people that we talk to don't always ask me the questions because they think I'm lying, so they go to Meredith and ask her the questions.
Yeah, so we'll kind of get right into today's episode. But first of all, let's clarify what you mean by one doctor, one column, because I think a lot of people are confused by kind of how you practice. Yeah. I wish we had a little show we could show your schedule.
Well, what I mean by one doctor, one column, number one is I have a main operatory that I work out of, and that is the operatory I do dentistry in. Okay, we do have additional columns, but I don't actually do what I call real dentistry in that column. That column are consults, second opinions, planning visits, emergencies, bite adjustments, things like that. Not what I call real dentistry. What doesn't go in that column are crown seats, that, you know, that column isn't like finish a root canal or anything like that. I literally only do what I consider real dentistry in that one column. And we do have a side column that are for those things I talked about. And then the goal over time are the side column should be things that mainly a team member sees, minus bite adjustments. I mean, legally, I have to do the actual bite adjustment. Yes, I got to turn a drill, and that is real dentistry. But you guys get what I mean by that. In other words, I can walk in, the assistant can have it diagnosed to make sure it's a that's what it is. They can do the bite paper. They can see where it's hitting high or not hitting high, and then I can pop in, zip, 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 and knock it out. So that's what I mean by one doctor, one column. It doesn't literally mean that I only work in one column and nothing else. That's not exactly what it means. Yeah, was that a good answer?
Yeah, and a little bit more clarification on that is new patients aren't going on your column. Mm-hmm. Sleep
my,
patients.
My main column.
Right, your dentistry column.
Yeah.
New patients that are going through hygiene are not going on your column.
Night guard deliveries.
Right, sleep, ortho, they're with a team member.
Ortho starts going my column.
Consults. Mm-hmm. Ortho starts. I think you would be more, you spend more time when you're doing IPR.
Yeah, IPR, but that's, yeah. But so, that's still a side column project. Yeah,
right, but they put out, sometimes they'll put a little block in your column if they're going to need you for, I'd say, more than 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, consults, second opinions, limited exams, those also, for example, aren't on your column.
On my doctor, on my dentistry column.
Dentistry column.
Yeah.
Those so are kind of led by other people.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so assistant. Hopefully that makes sense to everybody, what I mean by that. And I really want to get that message out there to people so that they understand what do I really mean by one doctor, one column. That is actual dentistry.
Yeah. Well, now that we've clarified that, let's talk about why do people find the need to work more than one column?
Yeah. So I want to get to the root cause of this. Look, bottom line is here's the reason I believe that people work more than one column. First and foremost, we've been taught that that's the only way to be productive. You know, in the 80s, dentistry was inexpensive. The cost of doing dentistry was inexpensive. There wasn't much technology. Then we started getting to the late 90s and early 2000s and started to see things in dentistry become more expensive in terms of the business side of things. We had CAD/CAM machines. We had digital pans. We had digital x-rays. Suddenly the cost of doing business started going up. And then we had to find a way to make more money. The challenge in all of this was that, you know, we were a limited skill set at this point in time, or the vast majority of us were truly family dentists that did restorative dentistry, the occasional anterior endo. We took out teeth that were flopping in the wind, and that was pretty much our dentistry. So the only way to really increase revenue was to start to see more patients doing the same type of dentistry on them. And then instead of extending days, we just found a way to kind of put them side by side. Mm-hmm. And then the whole concept of two doors came into every operatory had two doors. And I was like, those are escape hatches to see how fast we can run out
of
the operatories.
Go in one and out the other.
I mean, so it just became this endless cycle. And then we were always, and I say this with semi all due respect, then we got sold this whole bag of goods that, doctor, you only have to do one more crown per day to afford this, or one more crown per week to afford this, or one more crown per month to afford this. And we're all like, well, where the hell do I put them? I'm already full, my schedule's already full. And, you know, then we got into this whole insurance only pays this, we diagnose in pocketbooks, and, you know, patients can only pay a couple of $100 at a time. So we started doing this. And the next thing you know, we had this whole X's and slashes. And we started with the dovetail schedule where things kind of flowed like this, zigzag, and then it turned into side by side by side by side. And then next thing you know, some of you are on three columns, much less two columns, and it's three columns of dentistry, but it's two columns of dentistry and one column of side stuff, and then you got to work in emergencies on top of this, and the next thing you know, it became all chaotic.
And
but
hygiene
the root,
checks, you got to be in five places.
Then you got to do hygiene checks. But the root cause of it was we were led to believe, or our skill set made it, that the only way to increase production was to see more patients, and to see more patients, we needed to start seeing multiple people at the same time, and this is kind of where we're at.
Yeah. And then when people do tend to slow down, they still feel, They feel like they're not busy, so they feel like they're being unproductive,
right,
is what I've heard. So let's kind of talk about undoing those bad habits and some of the questions that I've heard that they have. So they'll start with, well, if I'm not going to see them, who is going to see all these patients?
That's a great one.
Yeah.
So, and look, we laugh, but it's a real question. So, and I laugh or I smirk in these situations because it's an amazing problem to have. The problem, the hard problem to deal with is when somebody says, I don't have enough patients. And then they don't have a two-column problem to begin with, right? Yeah. But that's the hard one. We don't have enough patients. We're doing a startup and we're slow with things like that. You know, it's an easier problem to fix with some minor complications when you have too many patients. So to me, when somebody says, who's going to see all these patients? I'm like, well, let's get rid of the bad patients. And so that means sometimes it means we have to stop doing certain procedures. It may mean we have to drop certain insurance plans. Maybe it's plans that bring in the worst, quote unquote, the worst patients, or maybe it's the plan that pays the least. You know, we have to drop patients. We have to raise our fees. We have to do something to get rid of the supply of patients. And right now, our economy is handling that because we have a supply issue. So our economy handles that by raising fees to get rid of the desire for supplies. But then we saw that people wanted to stick around and buy more. And you'll find that you'll drop an insurance plan or you'll raise fees or you'll stop doing procedures and you'll still have too many patients. And then you just got to keep doing more of the same thing, which is drop the insurance plans, you know, change, you know, raise your fees, drop certain procedures until you finally pare it down to where you have the right amount of patients. So the truth is no pain, no gain. Look, this is hard. I've never said that going from three columns to one columns is easy. Like in my world, it's easy because I'm just like, we'll get rid of the patients or we'll learn to say no. But that's hard for most of us. So you know, if you're worried about, hey, I have too many patients, let's fix the root problem. Find out why we have too many patients and let's start undoing why we have too many patients.
Yeah. And I mean, the easy thing would be to say get an associate.
But yeah, not but the whole point is right now, I don't have the space for an associate. Yeah. I'm not ready for an associate mentally, emotionally. One. I live in Timbuktu and I can't find one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's kind of get into the next question is people say, if I'm only going to see half the amount of patients, how am I going to make up for that production?
Yeah, it's a great question. So when you start moving from multiple columns to a single column, the first and most common question we often get is, how am I going to make up for my missing production? And the answer lies in twofold. One is we're going to start learning to do more dentistry on less patients, what we term fewer well-planned visits. And we're going to learn how to start doing more advanced dentistry. So that means we're going to start upping our skill set. Okay. So to do fewer well-planned visits, you got to have communication skills, okay, which is basically asking your patient, as simple as this, Meredith, would you like to get all your dentistry done in one visit, or would you prefer to come back multiple times?
Yes, one visit. That way. I only have to take off work one time.
Right.
I only have to get a babysitter one time. That would be better for me.
Or the answer is going to be yes, if I can afford it, or I got to see, you know, how much it costs, which is great. That's what we want patients to say yes and then ask those questions. Another thing that's important to fewer well-planned visits is oral sedation. Oral sedation is critically important. In fact, recently I did a podcast talking about my number two growth thing I did in my practice to accelerate my growth, and that was oral sedation, because it directly led into fewer well-planned visits. Most of your patients don't want to be awake getting dentistry done for 2, 3, 4 hours. So you've got to have a solution to that. And then the next thing is you got to increase your skill set. You know, you got to start adding procedures. Now, here's what we know. Specialists make more money than general dentists, not because they work more, but because they do procedures that pay better. So as a general dentist, we're not taught this in school, we're not taught the skills in school. Over time, or at some point in time, you have to start learning new advanced skill sets that are more specialty in nature. That means you got to start learning how to do molar endo. That means you got to start learning how to do some surgical extractions. That means you got to start learning how to do some adult orthodontics. That means maybe you add sleep apnea to your practice. Maybe you add dental implants to your practice. You know, whatever floats your boat. Maybe you start doing third molars. So you got to start increasing your skill set to start making up for this lost production. Because the truth is I probably, when I was doing all general dentistry, I probably did the same amount of procedures per day that your two columns did. I just did them all on less patients in a single column, because instead of having to waste time running from room to room, putting on my roller skates and taking them on and off, I just went into the room, I gloved up once, I did my dentistry, did it to completion, and then left. And that's kind of how we answer the production question. The answer isn't raise your fees. The answer isn't those things, because if you're like me, I take insurance, I'm an in-network provider, so raising my fees doesn't work. You gotta change the dynamics of how you're doing dentistry. And the other answer that doesn't work is learn how to do all the dentistry faster. Now look, if you're taking 2 hours to do prep a single crown, yes, you gotta learn how to be a little bit more efficient, but efficiency can only go so far in improving your overall production and revenue.
Yeah, so you talked a little bit about doing more advanced dentistry. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing more advanced dentistry, then people say, well, then who will see the fillings?
Yeah, so I love this question because my initial reaction always gets met with resistance, which is I'm just stop doing fillings.
Right. You know? And that's just not always realistic for everyone. For some people, it is totally realistic, right? I don't do that type of procedure anymore. Honestly, you probably don't want me to do it. I haven't done one in 3 years.
But that is easier to do when you have an associate. Right. I get the hesitancy.
So that's why we started this. And so-and-so in our practice specializes in general dentistry.
Yeah, exactly. But the whole point of this podcast is people don't have an associate, or they're not ready emotionally for the associate. So how do you who handles the fillings? So in this case, you have to handle the fillings. The difference here is we go into what we call our inventory management part of this.
Which we could probably do a whole podcast on.
Yeah, we probably could. Yeah. Inventory management isn't the number of composite carpules or how you buy your things from your distributor, but it is consistently kind of the same in that, you know, in my inventory, maybe I only have 20 fillings a month or 30 fillings a month or whatever the number is, okay? And that's how many fillings, that's how much time you can allot to fillings. And then when you run out of that spot, people get scheduled the next month. And when you start filling up, next thing you know, fillings get booked out 3, 4, 5 months. And that's okay, because you're saving time, saving and prioritizing time on your schedule for the procedures that are more productive, profitable, and hopefully happier for you to do.
Yeah, that was a great way of putting that. So overall, what does success look like for a doctor that's looking to go one doctor, one column dentistry?
So again, I did this for 12 years without an associate. And what success looked like to me was I rarely had a day that I felt physically tired. I had days where I was mentally tired because the type of dentistry I was doing was cosmetic dentistry on a high management patient, trying to get it right. There's a difference problem set that, you know, you trade one problem for a different type of problem in everything that you do. You know, whether you trade a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you leave one problem for another problem, you know?
It's usually the same problems.
But, it's a different version of that. Same, but different.
Yeah.
When I was in Thailand. They got to do those. And then success to me looked like I wasn't physically tired. I was emotionally tired sometimes, but I always kept saying, I want more of that day. You know, I never heard team members say, man, we worked hard today. You know, I always heard team members say, man, we thought today, we did critical thinking today, but they never had that look of just worn out. And success to me looks like that, hey, you're not worn out physically, you enjoyed the dentistry you did, you know, you're proud of the work that you did, you have patients that are referring more because, you know, patients, you're doing the dentistry you like to do, you know, you're doing sedation, you're like, man, this is great to work on people sedated. So to me, really, success looks like happiness. And along those lines, look, if you're super happy doing it the way you're doing it, like dentistry is literally just a way to make just enough money to live your life, and you got other ventures and other things that you're more focused on, don't change. Okay? Don't change anything that you're doing. But more than likely, as a podcast listener, as a YouTube watcher, you're in this podcast because you want something different. You want more out of yourself. You expect more out of yourself. And these are the challenges. Our schedule is the challenge. Our schedule holds us back. You know, you are your schedule. At the end of the day, you become what you schedule. And it is a core focus of the mastermind. And
I can't, you know, I say it over and over and over again until I'm blue in the face, which would be a lot of blue for me. Like, I'd probably be dead at that point if I turned blue because of how brown I am.
We've seen you turn red one time.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That was great. I love those. But our mastermind is such, it is such an amazing program that really allows you to build your practice. Not my practice, not someone else's practice, not XYZ Insta-famous or fake book practice. It allows you to build your practice and build it at your skill level and your skill set level and your work ethic level. And along the way, you know, myself and Sully and our team were there to push you, to ask you tough questions, to make sure you're thinking through this and doing it the way you want to do it. But man, you owe it to yourself, because we're being misled by social media. We're being misled by a lot of these reps out there. We're being misled that the way of doing dentistry is this whole busy, 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 work hard, feel tired at the end of the day, physically, emotionally, barely keep your head above water. You feel like all you do is work, 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 but the results don't change. You don't make more money. All you do is create this practice where you can't even leave for a week, or you have to worry about leaving for a week, or you stress about it for 2 weeks to leave for a week. You can never imagine taking 2 weeks off of work or 3 weeks off of work all at one time. And honestly, I know you didn't get into dentistry to do that, and the mastermind is there to fix that. You're going to be surrounded by like-minded individuals. You're going to get coached by me and Sully. We have a proven framework for the first 6 months and a proven advanced framework for those that are ready to go beyond the first 6 months, and we know the results can be and are life-changing. But here's what I'll say about the mastermind, like everything else. You get out of it exactly what you put into it. If you just listen and do no action, you'll get no results. So if you're a serious person that's ready to make a change in your practice, apply to be a candidate for the mastermind, 3d-dentist.com/application. You go in, you apply, Meredith follows up with you, and then myself and Sully will kind of make sure that you're a good fit for what we do, and then we'll kind of take it from there. Our next mastermind starts in January 2023. We have a few spots available. We'd love for you to join us. At least the time of this recording, we have a few spots available. So we'd love for you to join us. Meredith, anything from you?
No, we look forward to having you and hope we can help you create your dream practice.
I need you to do me a favor. Every episode, almost every episode, I tell you that Meredith has a face for radio. That is so far from the truth. Meredith is beautiful. I would like you to visit our YouTube channel on 3D Dentist, and you can actually watch our podcast there, and you can see what kind of face for radio Meredith has, okay? So if you can do that.
Or you can come to the mastermind.
Or you can come to the mastermind, but then you might be super pregnant by the time that comes around. So you might really have a face for radio.
July. Maybe we'll shoot for July.
Everybody, thank you, and have a wonderful week. And please tune in next week for the Dentistry Made Simple podcast.